This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. In Mexico, and for many Mexican-American families, Christmas means tamale time. The holiday season in Mexican culture runs from the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th through Three Kings Day on January 6th. Tamales are a treat of the time. This little package of meat and mole nestled in cornmeal and wrapped in a corn husk can be found at many a taqueria here in California, but there is deeper significance of the tamale when made in the hundreds at family tamale-making parties. The symbolism of tamales has been said to be a symbol of the Virgin Mary carrying her baby Jesus. Certainly, they are little bundles of flavor wrapped in the love and caring hands that make them. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Father Philemon Diaz at the parish of San Marcos in King City volunteered his wife to host me for a tamale-making party, a tamalada.
My name is Nancy, and I am a housewife. I'm cooking tamales for you.
There's also someone special in your life.
Yeah, my husband. He loves my tamales.
He does?
Yes.
And so what are we starting with?
With the manteca.
It's pig fat, right?
Yeah. So for the manteca, it has to be with your hand. As you can see, it's kind of
cream of wheat. It's kind of like the consistency of cream of wheat.
Yeah. So you have to do like with your hand so you can get this consistency that we need. It has to be kind of liquid. For us, tamales is like Christmas, and also for February 2nd, Candelaria, I don't know in English.
Yeah, Candlemas.
So for that day is tamales day, for sure.
Who did you learn this recipe from?
From my mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you learned them from your mother or your grandmother?
No. I am the little one, so I was really spoiled at home, you know. So when I got married, I didn't know how to cook. So I learned with my husband and with my mother-in-law.
So how long do you have to do this with the manteca?
You have to feel. That's the reason that you have to use your hand, because you have to feel. It's like has to be really liquid. So I'm gonna show you when it's ready. So now you can feel really liquid, and you can see the difference, like cream or like milk.
And you can't use vegetable oil for this?
I tried once when we live in Missouri, you know, because it was not easy to find out all the ingredients, but the flavor change. You don't want to use manteca and you want to use vegetable oil, you have to heat the oil. So now the manteca is liquid, so we're gonna start with the manteca.
Okay, that's very fine. It's not like cornmeal, it's like corn flour.
Yeah, it's like corn
flour. Right,
flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're not measuring?
I'm no use to measure, it's just...
It's about how it feels, right?
Yes.
And does the whole family get involved when you make your tamales?
Yes. Preparing the masa is more by myself.
Okay.
But when masa is ready and we have to put it into the...
Corn husk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's when all the family is involved. Yes.
What's corn husk in Spanish?
Hoja de tamal.
Well, you can hear the men in the background talking and not helping. So you keep adding masa until it forms a dough.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's all about consistency.
Yes, it's all about consistency. So now we are going to use like baking powder and baking soda. So now you can see how it looks.
We make clay for children to play with at home.
It looks like.
It looks like that. It's a little wetter than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now you can feel it and you can see how it changed.
So mole means sauce, right?
Yes, that one is thicker than the regular sauce.
Thicker. Mm-hmm. And people think mole means chocolate, but it doesn't.
Okay, we have many kinds of mole.
86.
Okay, 86. So for this is salty. But in Oaxaca, we have sweet mole, like negro or dark. It's in that kind that we use chocolate. But for this, it's only peppers. Okay, we use this.
Starting with pork, sirloin, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have to boil this for an hour. I use onions, garlic, and...
bay leaf.
Yes. So
that's very simple.
Yes, it's really simple, and salt. After an hour, now it's tender, you can see it, and you start doing this.
Shredded.
Yes. It's where the family helps also, because okay, it's a lot of work, yes. We were making this last night, mm-hmm, and my daughter told me, she works for Walmart, uh-huh, so she told me, at Walmart, every 2 hours, they gave us a break. And they were complaining because of it.
We don't.
When you're talking about this sauce, is the sauce on the inside of the tamale, or is this outside?
Inside.
Okay, because I learned recently in some places you serve it with sauce on top.
Yes. We can serve with sour cream and sauce and lettuce on the top. But when we are talking about mole, it's inside.
Okay, so what are you doing over here?
I'm open the chilies inside, keep out the seeds to make the sauce. This is for color and flavor, but it's not spicy because the mole is not spicy sauce. Some people don't like spicy. If we are sure it's for us, obviously we use a lot of spicy chili, but when it's for other people, we try to use only the color and the flavor. This is guajillo and this is pasilla. It's like black and dark red. Both of them giving a flavor and also color.
It's the same kind of purpose for enchiladas. I like to fry the guajillo and the pasilla. It's different flavor. It has to be really quickly because if they spend too much time here, it's...
they burn and get
yes,
better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can see the difference.
Yep.
It was fried.
I can smell
then,
the difference. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. Aromas have come out of mm-hmm. the pepper. And you...
I love the smell.
Beautiful smell.
Yeah. So for the mole, we use the liquid where we boil the meat. You know, the meat flavor is in the liquid.
If it's got flavor, you're going to use it.
Yep. So a little bit of salt and then the blender. Okay, now you can see.
It's a beautiful color of orange right yes. now. We're pouring it through a sieve.
Yeah.
So you took about 2 cups of water and you put about 1/2 cup of masa in there, and that's what you're going to use
yes.
as your thickener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
You've got your big pot.
Now big. And we use the oil that we reserve.
So that's your chili sauce.
Yeah. The mole is kind of jealous. It's like, I'm doing this, if my husband comes and wants to help, no. Has to be the same hand.
Okay.
I don't know why. It has to be always mixed on the same way. You know, it's not like, I want to do like to your left or to your right. No, it has to be the same. We wait until it start boiling and then we put the meat inside.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna go
inside the tamale. So we have to wait until it's cold because when it's hot, you cannot start doing the tamales. It has to be cold.
You wanna taste?
Sure.
It's cold, so
yeah.
It will be different
that's
flavor
okay.
than hot.
I don't think it's a...
That's really good. Even if it's cold, it's really, really good. I could eat that whole pot.
But it's cold. You know, when it's hot, it's different.
And that is just the 2 different chilies.
Yes.
Garlic,
mm-hmm.
onion,
mm-hmm.
pork,
mm-hmm.
and some salt.
Mm-hmm.
There's not cumin or coriander or cinnamon.
No.
There's tons of flavor in there,
mm-hmm.
but not very many ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about which ones you use.
But you can see.
It's a secret.
It's the secret. Yeah.
I won't give it away. I won't give it away.
It depends from the state that you are from, is how you make it. Like, I'm from Jalisco, so we make mole, but if you are from a different state, they can use different chili or different mole, or maybe like from Oaxaca, they can use vegetables or tamale de rajas. So it depends from where you're from, is that kind of tamale. It could be sweet. If you want, we can make sweet tamales, like piña or with raisins, just the masa and the pineapple or raisins or the flavor that you want to do. And now we can start doing the tamales.
Fabulous. Let's go do that.
Okay.
We're here in the church hall kitchen mm-hmm. to do the assembly because you need more space. Mm-hmm. That is a lot more masa than we made earlier. Mm-hmm. How many tamales is it going to make?
Hopefully like 3 dozens. 36 tamales.
That looks like a lot more than that. But you're the expert. No, you're the expert. Okay, so here are the corn husks.
Okay. Hojas para tamal, you have to put it into the hot water for a long time. I started last night because they have to hydrate.
Yes. Yeah.
It has two sides. You can feel it. This is more
rougher.
Yes.
Oh, it's smoother on the inside. I didn't notice that. Okay.
So we have to use the smooth part. So you took your spoon, take the masa, and you start.
Okay. And use the back of the spoon to spread it out.
Mm-hmm. Try to do all around the hoja.
Okay. How's that?
Yes, you're doing well. It's really easy. The masa has to be enough manteca and everything, because if it's not ready, you cannot do this.
Yours was perfect, I thought, but you kept spreading. Is that important?
Yes.
It slides around a lot. Philemon, did your family do this every December?
Yeah, we enjoy with atole, blanco or flavor atole.
What's atole?
Atole is a beverage mixed with corn or masa.
So you would sit around the table mm-hmm. doing this, drinking atole and spreading.
This is how we work. I spread onto the hoja and then Philemon comes and put in the sauce.
Oh, okay. You're mm-hmm. the sauce man. Mm-hmm. Okay. This beautiful, wonderful sauce.
Yeah, you take the hoja with the masa and then you put in the sauce between the tamal with the quantity of meat you want to and also with mole. And then you roll inside and then the other part fold behind you and then the other part this. And that's it.
And so you do that a couple hundred times and you're done.
Yes. Exactly.
Help me improve my technique.
Okay.
No laughing, no photos.
Okay. There we go. You see?
Father Philemon, I'm not doing a very good job. Yours looks good. This is not in my skill set.
Try to put it here.
Try to put it there. Okay.
Don't push too much hard.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you try to lift like this.
Yes. Gentle.
Mm-hmm.
You're critiquing my technique.
I'm trying to help you.
To improve.
To improve, yes. Okay, should I try to fold?
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Mm-hmm. One side first, and then fold up.
Yes.
And then do the other side, mm-hmm. which didn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
You did!
Try with the other, because it's not too perfect.
You're very honest, Father.
You need to practice 100 times, maybe.
I'm tired.
We have a tortilla maker, and then with the plastic, and you can just lay this.
And flatten it out? Yeah.
Yes. And there is it.
Why didn't you show me that method to begin with?
Because you have to learn the hard part.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. So all you did is you put some masa on.
I told you, I'm practical. I'm practical.
The steamer. I don't know if you are the familiar steamer, yeah. with, yes, with those. We put it, you know, like water here, and then we cover with hojas para tamal.
Okay.
So all the heat is inside.
Oh, wow. You've done these ahead of time. Yeah. And there's lots of them in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more than 36. Amazing. And how long did they have to cook in there?
Hour and a half.
How do you know when they're done?
Because you can see. Let me show you. Yeah, the masa changed the color.
And the consistency.
So it was bright yellow, and it's whiter now.
Yeah.
It's firmer.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this one?
How yeah. white it is.
Uh-huh. Can you microwave a tamale?
I don't think so.
You should try it sometime.
We can try, yeah.
You know, is all this handmade to end in a microwave? No.
So I'm assuming that you have a couple for dinner.
Yes.
And then the next day, do you start packaging them and freezing them?
We freeze and cut.
Before two.
Mm-hmm.
Before two. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you cooked all of these. Mm-hmm. So you guys are having a feast tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot for three people, or four people.
No, it's not.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it. Mmm, that's really good. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. I don't really like tamales. Now this stage right here is probably why, because every time I've had a tamale, it's been mostly masa
mm-hmm.
and very little on the inside.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this big tamale that's just masa. We like to use thin, so it's not just masa. You can feel the mole and the carne.
Yeah, it's a good balance of mm-hmm. quantities. Mm-hmm. So you get a taste of the masa, which mm-hmm. is important,
mm-hmm.
and the mantica.
Mm-hmm. The mantica, yeah.
And then you also get to taste the pork and the mole.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones I've had have been mostly masa.
Masa, yes.
You made a beautiful tamale, and that's why your husband volunteered you to do this. Can I have another bite?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. It's all yours.
Mmm. Yeah, it's really good. I'm a changed man. You changed my thought about tamales. Yeah. Anytime I want a tamale, I know where I'm coming.
Cheap, prepare all things with time and carefully and prepare the flavor. When we cook in, it's the flavor, it's appear for all things in the same plate. I think, yes, she loves to make the tamales for me. Of course, yeah.
The tamalada, or tamale making party, was playing with food in a very intimate way. With the use of bare hands, the many different steps, and the love and laughter along the way, if, for you, the holidays are about family, the tamalada is definitely a way to bring the family together and have a tradition live on for generations. And it's a tradition that can extend well beyond the family.
The most important thing in the tamales when we make it is to share with others. Most of the people, especially when it's a cold time, they hungry and they don't have any place where they eat, and we can invite some people and they come and enjoy with us. And it's very interesting how we can share with others and enjoy. It's very important to sharing and enjoying that moment in the table with tamales.
For me, it's a way to express your love to the family, you know, because it's really hard work to make tamales that you learn. So it's that way to express your love to the family.
Feliz Navidad. You've been listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food.